Shkalim Perik Hey Mishnah Gimel Arba Chosamos Hay BeMikdash. There were four seals, four signed pieces of paper, stamped pieces of paper that were in the Mikdash. When you would buy an animal and buy the Nesachim, the libations with the animal, they would give receipts so that you would know to pick up the Nesachim that you need. The different types of animals, like the Torah mentions, has had different Nesachim that were associated to it. The larger the animal, usually you would have more Nesachim. The Nesachim were made out of flour with oil and then also the wine that were put on the Mizbeach. The chosav alein, and what was written on them, was egel. There was a receipt for an egel, so let's say a cow. A cow's nesachim, the Rav explains, had three esronim of soles, which was mixed with half a hin of oil, and also a half a hin of wine. It just comes out that oil and wine always had the same shear as far as the nesachim. A half a hin is six lugin. So there are six lugin of shemen with the three esronim of flour. Zachar. A zachar is a ram. And if a person had a receipt of a zachar, so the nesachim he would bring for a zachar, two esronim of flour, and then the oil and the wine on this was a third of a hin, which comes out to four lugim. A hin is 12 lugim. A gedi and any of these other types of smaller animals had a smaller shear and had its own receipt. And that shear is only three lugim of wine and oil, only one isaron of flour. And the Tanakhama held that the last receipt, the fourth one, is the chote. Chote is a mitzora. The Farisol explains that it's from a lashon of vichite asabayis, like to clean out the house. It's a lashon of cleansing, of making himself pure. The Rav actually says, though, the reason he's called a chayt is not like the Tiferes Yisrael, but because of his sins, because the Gemara says in Erchin that Negayim, lo aleinu, only come because of certain averus. So the Mitzora, what he would bring, normally, so really depends, because a rich Mitzora, a person that had more money, was able to bring three kevasim. Each kevas had one isaron of flour, and the shlisha sahin, which is three lugin of oil and wine. That's every kevas. A Mitzora actually brought three kvasim, for a chatas, an ola, and also for an asham. A rich person would bring all three, and not only that, there was also extra oil that went on his earlobes, his thumbs, his bigger toe, and he needed an extra lug, so there were 10 lugin in total, three for each of the kvasim, and then one extra lug for the bow and yod raglo v'ozno hayamanis. Now this is only by an ashir that had enough money to have three kvasim. We're going to see soon that it was a little different by an ani. Benaza yomer chamisha hayu. There were five receipts. Va'aramas kasav lehim, they're written in Aramaic that people should know and understand what was written on. Egel, zachar, gedi, like we said. But when it came to the mitzora, since there's an ani too. Now an ani, for the first two, for the chatas and the ola, he would bring birds. And birds do not have nesachim. So at the end of the day, he would only need four lugin of oil, because it was one keves. A keves has three lugin of wine, and only an isaron of flour. And there's another lug of oil, specifically, for bon yadu raglo va'ozno hayamanis. And that's obviously different than the ashir, who needed 10 lugim of oil, as opposed to the four. So according to Ben Aza, he had his own receipt. You had the choyte dal, the poor one, the choyte usher, and then the rich one. Now, what did the Tanakhama hold? Tanakhama held that this poorer person would just take a receipt of a gedi that gave him three lugim of oil. Really, he needed four, but he would only take that one. That extra one, the lug that he needed for the bow and yod raglo v'ozno hayamanis, that he can take from his house. It's a shailov. If he took it from his house, why are we not concerned as far as tumah and that it was done al taris hakodesh? So some say that because it wasn't brought on the mizbeach, we were less machmir. That's its own sugya. So Tanakhama held said since he can use the one that says gedi, that's what he would use. Ben Aza was concerned for a different reason that if he only had one receipt that said choyte and he used it, he would end up bringing three esronim for this only one keves. Because an ani only had one keves that he brought, which was the asham that he also brought. And that only had one isaron of flour. And this receipt would have three esronim of flour. And obviously that's much more than what he needed. The Rav says on this, halacha is like the Tanakhama though, that he just would take the receipt that said gedi. Mishnah continues, egel mishamish. The eagle was used for the nesachim of bakar, whether they were large or small, zechar menekevus, male or female. Gedi mishamishim niske tzon gedolim uktanim. A gedi is mishamish with the nesachim of cattle, whether they were tzon, whether they were large or small, zechar menekevus. But there was one exception, chutz mishel elim, that we know that had its own receipt, the ram. Zachar mishamishim niske elim bilvad, because it had special shiurim. And if it was a zachar, it had its own shiurim and its own nesachim. And finally, choyte mishamishim niske shalosh behemos shal mitzayroin. And the choyte was mishamish with the nesachim of the three behemos, the three kvasim of the mitzora. And like we said, only if he was rich, if he was poor, he'd only have one behema and nesachim for that one behema.